This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Aldrich. Today we go into the pages of the history books and dive into what has to be considered a very stark and poignant moment in the life of Martin Luther. His father wanted this young man to become a law specialist and go into the political scene. The younger Luther felt a different calling and, conflicted, studied the Word of God as an Augustinian monk.
That spiritual crisis became very intense and drove him into the monastery. And he had heard the promise of the monastery to be a steeper but shorter route to heaven. And when he got there, it did not satisfy him. And his superiors more or less commanded him to do theological studies and enter into the priesthood, really against his will. He wanted to be just a humble monk and wash the floors and so forth. So here he comes to this point where he's wondering why his keeping of the monastic vows so far hadn't really brought him the peace that he thought that would. And then he's added to that, you've got this high moment where Christ's body and blood come to the altar through his words, through his keeping of the ritual and observance of the liturgy. And it's really no wonder that he had a crisis.
That's Reformation historian Dr. Robert A. Kolb, who says when Martin Luther was prepared to celebrate his first Mass as a Roman Catholic priest, it did not go exactly as planned.
You could say that his first Mass was probably an embarrassment to himself, his father who was in attendance, and to everyone else who was there. He had a panic attack, we would say today, and didn't know how he was going to get through. And of course, he wasn't the only one who did that. The Mass was the most sacred moment in the week in the village, but also in the monastery. And so superiors were used to priests who had qualms when they came to their first Mass. And so apparently there was good assistance right at hand. But it was more than just a panic attack. It was a sign of his ongoing spiritual crisis, I think.
Dr. Robert Kolb says Luther nervously continued through the liturgy.
So I think there's just that natural part of Luther's reaction to celebrating his first Mass. But in addition, there was the whole medieval understanding that you were really in the presence of the sacred at this point, and that not getting it right brought the wrath of God down upon you. When you add to that Luther's own spiritual indecision and crisis, then it's quite clear that that was both a high point and had the potential of being a very low point in Luther's life.
Because, as Dr. Kolb notes, Martin Luther was being taught by fellow monks, there was a saving grace other than Jesus. Assistance was available at the altar.
A priest who was attending him, who was one of his superiors, helped him move along and get through. So he finished the Mass, and then there was a kind of typical party, is not the right word, festivities, let's say. Afterwards, that's when his father gently reprimanded him for going against the wishes of the family that he become a lawyer and a government official, and made it clear that his father still was not very happy with the whole development in Luther's life. Luther survived then and went on to continue his studies to become a doctor of the Bible, so things went on from there.
We commemorate the celebration of Martin Luther's first Mass as a member of the royal priesthood this week in 1507.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.